Give
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Modest Yahoo has created a truly unique blend of reggae, hip-hop, rock, and other sonic textures, all with uncommon spiritual depth and perspective. He'll be performing at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene on August 16th as part of the Good Vibe Summer Tour, which also features Revolution, Kali Buds, and Zion I. Modest Yahoo is touring with an electric band behind his latest CD, Spark Seeker, after previously touring acoustically with the companion CD, Spark Seeker Acoustic. Modest Yahoo's Hasidic Jewish roots have been a strong element of his identity, and Spark Seeker was recorded partly in Israel. In a phone conversation, he talks about watching the album come into being as part of his own continued evolution.
I enjoy the way, watching the way a record emerges and the way it sort of begins to tell a story as it comes together. And that's how most of my records that I've made have happened, as opposed to kind of going in and recording and knowing exactly what it was going to be ahead of time. It sort of begins to show me what it's going to be.
Keep on moving till the first rays are done. Keeping it on till the day stays strong. Rolling till the nighttime blazes on. All along I keep singing my song. I say, this phase is always. Sometimes I get so crazed, but just know that I always stay, 'cause you're my life.
Modest Yahoo first came to attention at a time when he religiously followed Hasidic Jewish customs, and much was made of it in the press and on social media when he shaved off his beard, shed the traditional garb, and moved away from the Hasidic community in New York of which he was a part. After confirming that his changes were more of a deepening and an opening to spirituality rather than a rejection of it, he talks about what he learned from people's reactions to his own changes.
I think what my life has taught me is that change is a very real thing, and that people can believe one thing and then evolve to believe something else. And so I try to learn to be less judgmental and allowing people to explore life on their own terms.
Looking beyond Hasidic Judaism not only opened his personal spiritual perspectives, it also gave him creative renewal in the process of creating Spark Seeker.
The Torah and all of its rules can act as a guide to lead somebody to living a spiritual life, a life in where one is close with God and has awareness. But at other times, it can also, trying to fit yourself into like a specific mold, can be a little claustrophobic and make it a little bit difficult to maneuver at times. And being able to let go for me, it gave me a certain sense of freedom. And with that freedom came a certain feeling of creative life that returned to me as well.
I'm done trying this, I'm done trying that. It comes down to this, it came down to that. I look up, look down, the world's not flat. It's time to get out of this trap. Strike the match, light the flame. It could never be the same.
Spark Seeker was written and recorded during the time of Modest Yahoo's deep changes, and he's already deep into the process of creating the next album, which will have a very different feel than the complex textures of Spark Seeker.
Well, this record was sort of finished right on the crux of the changes that were going on. So I think really I'm just finishing up on another record, and that record is going to be sort of like where the last one took off. And I think that the canon of spirituality that I've drawn from over the last 10 years has been mainly Jewish, and so then it's kind of the core of who I am and the spirituality that I have and what I create through my music. But I think certainly more on the next record, you'll see a real mixture of things coming to the table.
The changes have resulted in differences not only of spiritual influence, but of sound and subject as well.
Well, I'd say the main difference, it's still a record that's very... has a lot of blending of genres and is hard to fit into a box. But it's a lot, it's a lot more spacious than the last record, which had a lot of layering to it. And this record is a lot more simple, stripped back, a little bit more raw, a little bit more of an indie kind of flavor to it. It's a very personal record, very emotional, very much about specific things in my life, and not as much about ideas.
The creative process can be a lengthy one, especially for an album recorded in both Israel and Los Angeles, using acoustic Middle Eastern instruments merged with modern electronic effects and deep studio production. By the time the songs are written, recorded, mixed, mastered, and released as an album, the music can feel like it's from another era for the artist. I wondered if it felt to Manas Yahu that he's issuing a bit of his past by the time a new album comes out.
It does, and it's starting to change a little bit with the internet, and a lot of people are putting out songs immediately when they write them. But still, for me, at least with this next record, I want to put out an album. I want to put out one full body of music that represents a certain stage in my life. And usually, yeah, it is a stage of your life. By the time it reaches the public, it is a stage of your life that you're already starting to move through. So it's a little bit frustrating. It would be better for me if we were all on the same page all the time. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Although Manas Yahu has East Coast roots, he spent teenage time in Oregon, first in a wilderness expedition program that helped him get ground under his feet, and then in a band in Bend that helped launch his creative career. His Oregon time still holds fond memories for him.
Oh, it's still probably my favorite state. I have a lot of nostalgia around it. It was a time when I was just starting out in my life and beginning to perform and beginning to make music and sort of having certain kind of freedom that I associate with being out there and a certain youthfulness. So I love coming back to Oregon.
Manas Yahu touring behind Sparkseeker and Sparkseeker Acoustic, bringing an electric band and new material from his next release as part of the Good Vibes Summer Tour, which also features Revolution, Kali Buds, and Zion Eye. They'll appear together at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene on Friday, August 16th. More on the show at thecuthbert.com and more on the music of Manas Yahu at manasyahuworld.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
Digging, you must do yourself.